us apart. A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered every
the young and beautiful creatures of the underworld. The most beautiful of all these was the woman I loved. Satine, a courtesan. She sold her love to men. They called her the Sparkling Diamond, and she was the star of the Moulin Rouge. The woman I loved is... Dad. I first came to Paris 1 year ago. It was 1899, the summer of love. I knew nothing of the Moulin Rouge, Harold Zidler, or Satine. The world had been swept up in a bohemian revolution, and I had traveled from London to be a part of it. On the hill near Paris was the village of Montmartre. It was not as my father had said.
A village of sin!
But the center of the bohemian world. Musicians, painters, writers, they were known as the children of the revolution. Yes, I had come to live a penniless existence. I had come to write about truth, beauty, freedom, and that which I believed in above all things, love.
Always this ridiculous obsession with love!
There was only one problem. I'd never been in love. Luckily, right at that moment, an unconscious Argentinian fell through my roof. He was quickly joined by a dwarf dressed as a nun.
How do you do? My name is André Marie Raymond Toulouse-Lautrec Montpas. I'm terribly sorry about all this. We're just upstairs rehearsing a play.
What? A play? Something very modern called Spectacular Spectacular.
And it's set in Switzerland.
Unfortunately, the unconscious Argentinian suffered from a sickness called narcolepsy.
How did he find one moment, then suddenly unconscious the next?
How is he? Oh, wonderful. Now the narcoleptic Argentinian is now unconscious, and therefore the scenario will not be finished in time to present to the financier tomorrow.
Right, Toulouse. I still have to finish the music.
We just find someone to read the part.
Oh, where in heaven's name are we going to find someone to read the role of the young, sensitive Swiss poet Goatherd?
Before I knew it, I was upstairs, standing in for the unconscious Argentinian.
Styles and amaze, the euphonious symphonies of death.
Stop that insufferable droning and strumming out my words.
Will you please just stick to a little decorative piano?
There seem to be artistic differences over Audrey's lyrics to Satie's song.
I don't think a nun would say that about a hill.
What if he sings, "The hills are vital, intoning the descent"?
But the hills quake and shake.
No. The hill is tone.
I intonate with symphonic melodies.
No.
The hills.
I fell in love with the sound of music. I love it!
The hills are alive.
The sound of music.
It fits perfectly.
With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
In candy form.
Audrey. You two should write the show together.
I beg your pardon?
But Toulouse's suggestion that Audrey and I write the show together was not what Audrey wanted to hear.
Fine!
Yes, your first job in Paris.
Toulouse, the Citlo never agree. No offence, but have you ever written anything like this before?
No.
Ah! The boy has talent! I like him! Nothing funny. I just like talent.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. See, Sati, with Christian, we can write a truly bohemian revolutionary show that we've always dreamt of.
But how will we convince Ziegler?
But Toulouse had a plan.
Satine.
They would dress me in the Argentinian's best suit and pass me off as a famous English writer. Once Satine heard my modern poetry, she would be astounded and insist to Zidler that I write spectacular, spectacular. The only problem was I kept hearing my father's voice in my head.
You end up wasting your life at the Moulin Rouge for a
I can't write the show for the Moulin Rouge.
Why not?
I don't even know if I am a true bohemian revolutionary.
Do you believe in beauty?
Yes.
Freedom?
Yes, of course.
Truth?
Yes.
Love.
Love. Above all things, I believe in love. Love is like oxygen. Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Oh, see, you can't fool us. You're the voice of the children of the revolution.
We can't be fooled.
We're trained to you, right of the world's first bohemian revolution. We shall.
It was the perfect plan. I was to audition for Satine, and I would taste my first glass of absinthe.
I am the Green Fairy.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
We were off to the Moulin Rouge, and I was to perform my poetry for Satine. And his infamous girls. They called them his diamond dogs.
hopefully they see one. It's her, the sparkling diamond.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels.
But someone else was to meet Satine that night.
But I prefer a man who leaves
Zidler's investor
and gives expensive
jewels. The Duke.
The hand,
oh,
are continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it's pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you feed your pussycat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we always are charmed in the end. But square cut or pear shaped, these rocks don't lose.
When am I going to meet the girl?
Tiffany!
After her number, I've arranged a special meeting. Just you and Mademoiselle Satine.
Totally alone.
Cartier!
After her number, I've arranged a private meeting. Just you and Mademoiselle Satine. Totally alone.
Alone?
Yes. Totally alone.
We are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Come and get me, boy.
Excuse me.
Come a time when a lass needs a lawyer. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're...
Oh, nice.
Don't worry. I'll sally forth and tee things up.
Is the Duke here, Harry?
Jesus, will Daddy let you down?
Where is he?
He's the one to lose. He's shaking a hanky at.
Excuse me, Kristen. May I borrow?
Are you sure?
Let me peek.
Let me see if I've ever shown something. I can't tell things.
That's the one, Chickpea.
I heard that the monarch is a little bit of frightened him off.
Clean yourself up, you bourgeois pig.
Sorry. William Best.
Pigeon. After spending the night with you, how could he refuse?
What's his type? Wilting flower? Frightened bubbly? Or smouldering temptress?
I'd say smouldering temptress.
We're all relying on you, Gosling.
Remember, a real show in a real theatre with a real audience. And you'll be...
a real actress. I believe you are expecting me.
Yes. Yes.
I'm afraid it's Lady's Choice.
Oh, yes, it's
so.
incredible.
He has a gift with the women.
I told you he's a genius.
You certainly can dance.
So wonderful of you to take an interest in our little show.
Sounds very exciting. I'd be delighted to be involved.
Really?
Assuming you like what I do, of course.
I'm sure I will.
To loose thought we might be able to do it in private.
Did he?
Yes, you know, a private... poetry reading.
Oh. Poetry reading. Oh, I love a little poetry after supper.
That Duke's gonna get his money's worth tonight.
Don't be unkind, Lily.
You frightened her away. But I can see some lonely Moulin Rouge dancers looking for a partner or two. So if you can. Hunk, hunk! You can hunk a dollar with them!
Right, you girls, back out front and make those gents thirsty. Problems?
Nothing for you to be worrying about.
Let's stand around then.
Twinkle Toes Duke has really taken the bait, girl. With a patron like him, you could be the next Sarah Bernhardt.
Do you really think I could be like the great Sarah?
Why not? You've got the talent. You hook that Duke, and you'll be lighting up the great stages of Europe.
I'm going to be a real actress, Marie. A great actress. And we're going to fly away from here.
Oh, yes, we're going to fly away from here.
No!
Buckley, is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Of course, Harold.
Oh, thank goodness. Certainly weaved your magic with that Duke on the dance floor.
How do I look? Smoldering temptress.
Oh, my little strawberry. How could he possibly resist from
strawberry?
Everything's going so well.
Unbelievable. Straight to the elephant.
This is a wonderful place for a poetry reading. Don't you think? Poetic. A little supper? Maybe some champagne?
I'd rather just get it over and done with.
Very well. Then why don't you come down here? Let's get it over and done with.
I prefer to do it standing.
Oh.
You don't have to stand, I mean. It's sometimes that... It's quite long. And I'd like you to be comfortable. It's quite modern what I do, and it may feel a little strange at first, but I think if you're open, then you might enjoy it.
I'm sure I will.
The sky! The sky will be blue, birds. Come on. Come on. I think. The mountains are shaking.
Is everything all right?
A little nervous. It's just sometimes it takes a while for inspiration to come.
Oh, yes. Let Mummy help. Does that inspire you? Let's make love.
Make love?
You want to, don't you?
Well, I can't. No,
tell the truth. Feel the poetry. Oh, come on. Really? Tiger!
Oh, he's got a huge talent. Oh,
yes, I need your poetry now.
Oh, all right.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Is this okay? Is this what you want?
Oh, poetry. Yes. Yes. Yes, this is what I want, naughty words.
I don't have much money, but I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Oh, so
good. If I were a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions like a traveling show.
Don't stop.
I know it's not much.
Give me more. Yes.
But it's the best I can do.
Naughty! Don't stop! Yes!
My gift is my soul. And this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. Sat on the and I kicked off the moss. Well, some of these verses, well, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been kind while I wrote this song.
It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really need, you've got the sweetest eyes
Bohemian, tragically impoverished protégé.
Well, I might say that.
Yeah. Oh, no! I'm going to kill him.
I think there might be a more hit.
Hello, Thomas.
The Duke!
My dear Duke!
The Duke! Hide! Out the back!
My dear,
are you decent for the Duke? Where were you?
I was waiting.
Dearest Duke, allow me to introduce Mademoiselle Satine.
Monsieur, how wonderful of you to take time out of your busy schedule to visit.
The pleasure, I fear, will be entirely mine, my dear.
I'll leave you two squirrels to get better acquainted.
Ta-ta.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental.
But diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oof. After tonight's pretty exertions on the stage, you must surely be in need of refreshment, my dear.
Don't! No! You just love the view.
Charming.
No! Oh! I feel like dancing. Yes!
My dear, I should like a glass of champagne.
No! It's a little bit funny.
What is?
This feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. No! I don't have much money. But if I did, I'd buy a big house. Where we both could live. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words. It's from spectacular, spectacular.
Suddenly, with you here, I finally understood the true meaning of those words. How wonderful life is now you're in the world.
And what meaning is that, my dear?
No! No! No!
Duke! Don't you toy with my emotions. You must know the effect you have on women.
Let's make a love.
You want to make a love, don't you? Oh, I knew you felt the same way. Oh, Duke! Yes, you're right, we should wait. Until opening night.
Wait.
There's a power in you that scares me. You should go.
I just got it.
Oh, yes, but we'll see each other every day during rehearsal. No, we must wait. We must wait until opening night. Get out. Do you have any idea? Any idea what would have happened if you were found?
Oh, my.
Let's have a little peek-a-boo.
Right on, darling.
Up a jumper.
I forgot my hat.
Foul play?
Funny, this feeling inside.
You should have spoken to you. Yes, let me introduce you. The writer.
The writer?
Yes. Oh, yes, we were rehearsing.
You expect me to believe that scantily clad in the arms of another man in the middle of the night, inside an elephant, you were rehearsing?
How's the rehearsal going? Shall we take it from the top, eh, my dream?
I hope the piano's in tune.
Sorry, got killed up. Can I offer you a drink?
Oh, my goodness!
When I spoke those words to you before, you filled me with such inspiration. Yes, I realized how much work we had to do before tomorrow, so I called everyone together for an emergency rehearsal.
If you're rehearsing, where's Ziegler?
My dear Duke, I'm most terribly sorry.
Harold, you made it. It's all right. The Duke knows all about the emergency rehearsal.
Emergency rehearsal?
To incorporate the Duke's artistic idea.
Yes, well, I'm sure Audrey will be only too delighted.
What is weft?
Is what?
Harold, the cat's out of the bag. Yes, the Duke's already a big fan of our new writer's work. That's why he's so keen to invest.
Invest?
Invest! Oh, yes, well, invest! You can hardly blame me for trying to hide out.
Christian
away!
I'm way ahead of you, Ziedler.
My dear Duke, why don't you and I go to my office to peruse the paperwork?
What's the story?
The story?
Well, if I'm to invest, I'll need to know the story.
Oh, yes. Well, the story's about... Toulouse.
The story's about... Well, it's about,
It's about love.
Love?
It's about love. Overcoming all obstacles.
And it's set in Switzerland!
Switzerland?
Zurich, Switzerland!
India! India! Set in India!
And there's a courtesan. The most beautiful courtesan in all the world. But her kingdom's invaded by an evil Maharaja. Now, in order to save her kingdom, she has to seduce the evil Maharaja. But on the night of the seduction, she mistakes a penniless sitar player for the evil Maharaja. And she falls in love with him. He wasn't trying to trick her or anything, but he was dressed as a Maharaja because he's appearing in a play.
I play
penniless tango dancing sitar player.
You sing like an angel.
Madame! The devil!
Yes, all right. And what happens next?
Well, the penniless sitar player and the courtesan, they have to hide their love from the evil Maharaja.
The penniless sitar player's sitar is magical. It can only speak the truth.
And I, who play the magical sitar.
You are beautiful.
You are ugly.
And you are...
Yes, yes, and he gives the game away.
Yes! Tell him about the can-can.
It's tantric can-can.
It's an erotic, spectacular scene that captures the thrusting, violent, vibrant, wild bohemian spirit that this whole production embodies, Duke.
What do you mean by that?
I mean the show will be a magnificent, opulent, tremendous, stupendous, gargantuan bedazzlement. A sensual ravishment.
It will be...
spectacular, spectacular. No words above a vernacular can describe this great event. You'll be dumb with wonderment. Returns are fixed at 10%. You must agree that's excellent. And on top of your fee, you'll be in all the history.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years. So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Juggling bears!
Got a girl!
Fire beavers!
Muscle and contortionist! Instinct, danger, and romance!
Electric lights, machinery!
And electricity!
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer! So delighting, it will run for 50 years! So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer! So delighting, it will run for 50
Spectacular, spectacular, no words in the vernacular can describe this great event, you'll be done with wonderment.
Yes, but what happens in the end?
The courtesan and sitar man are pulled apart by an evil plan.
But in the end, she is his pawn.
And their love is just too strong.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
So exciting, the audience is on again. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Sit up, play a secret song. How can we, the evil one? Though the tyrant runs and rails, it is all to no avail.
Hey, an evil Maharaja! You will not escape!
Oh, Harold, no one could play him like you could.
No one's going to.
So exciting, we'll make them laugh, we'll make them cry. So delighting!
And in the end, should someone die?
So exciting, the audience is on the ship. So delighting,
it'll run for me. Generally, I like it.
Zidlo had an investor. And the Bohemians had a show.
Beautiful woman.
While the celebration party raged upstairs, I tried to write. But all I could think about was her.
How wonderful life is.
Was she thinking about me?
Now you're in.
He wasn't trying to trick her. It's about love. It's about love. Overcoming all obstacles.
I follow the night. Constant the light. When will I begin to live again? One day I'll fly away, leave all this to yesterday. What more could your love do for me? Why live life from dream to dream and dread the day when dreams end?
A wonderful life, now you're.
I didn't mean... I saw your light on, and I climbed up the...
What?
I couldn't sleep, and I wanted to thank you for helping me get the job.
Oh, of course. Yes, Toulouse was right. You're very talented. It's going to be a wonderful show. Anyway, I'd better go because we both have a big day tomorrow.
Wait. No, please, wait. Before, when you thought I was the Duke, you said that you loved me. And I wondered if
it was just an act.
Yes.
Of course.
It just felt real.
Christian, I'm a courtesan. I'm paid to make men believe what they want to believe.
Yes. Silly of me to think that you could fall in love with someone like me.
I can't fall in love with anyone.
Can't fall in love? But a life without love, that's terrible.
No, being on the street, that's terrible.
No, love is like oxygen.
What?
Love is a many... splendid thing. What? Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Please don't start that again.
All what? You need is love.
A girl has got to eat.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the street.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
The only way of loving me, baby, is to pay a lovely fee.
Just one night, just one night.
There's no way, 'cause you can't pay.
In the name of love.
one night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive without your sweet love. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs?
I look around me and I see it isn't so. No.
Some people want another world.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again. Love lifts us up where we belong.
Was now Satine was in the world. But in the Duke, Zidler had got much more than he had bargained for.
The conversion of the Moulin Rouge into a theatre will cost a fantastic sum of money, Zidler. So in return, I would require a contract that binds Satine to me exclusively. Naturally, I shall require some security. I shall require the deeds to Moulin Rouge.
My dear Duke, I...
Pish! Don't think that I'm naive, Zidler. I shall hold the deeds to the Moulin Rouge. And if there are any shenanigans, my manservant, Warner, will deal with it in the only language that you underworld show folk understand. Satine will be mine. Not that I'm a jealous man.
I just don't like other people touching my things!
I understand completely. You.
Good. Now that we have an understanding, it would appear that you have the means to transform your beloved Moulin Rouge
into a theater!
I shall rule, said he, over supper tonight.
We will have created the world's first completely modern, entirely electric, totally bohemian, all singing, all dancing, stage spectacular! The show must go on!
Yes, the show would go on. But Satine would not attend the supper that night or the following night.
Thrive me!
Mad with jealousy. The evil Maharaja forces the courtesan to make the penniless sitar player believe she doesn't love him.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for curing me of my ridiculous obsession with love, says the penniless sitar player, throwing money at her feet and leaving the kingdom forever.
No!
Vivian!
Oh, but a life without love, that's terrible.
Yes, but the sitar
player... Wait, that's my part, Christian. That's my part, Christian. Don't you dare! Magic, you think the fool says.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
A picnic, sweet lady?
Oh, but we have so much to do, so much work.
Well, if the young writer could carry a blanket and basket, I don't see why you both can't do it in my presence.
Toulouse, so the magical sitar player falls from the
roof. I know, don't tell me that. The greatest thing you'll ever...
Still at it, my sweet?
Master! Make it contract! Oh, my dear sweet Duke, so many lines to learn. Been trilling them over and over.
For try as the Duke may, it was almost too easy for the young writer and the lead actress to invent perfectly legitimate reasons to avoid him.
Mademoiselle Satine, I haven't quite finished writing that new scene. The, will the lovers be meeting at the sitar player's humble abode scene? And I wondered if I could work on it with you later tonight.
But, my dear, I've arranged a magnificent supper for us in the Gothic Tower.
Well, it's not important. We could work on it tomorrow.
Oh, how dare you? It cannot wait until tomorrow. The lovers will be meeting in the sitar player's humble abode scene. It's the most important in the production. We will work on it tonight until I am completely satisfied.
But, my dear...
Dear Duke! Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Nice work, Bertie! Right early tomorrow morning, we begin on Act 2. The lovers are discovered!
Peter.
My dear Duke, everything is arranged for that special supper in the Gothic Tower tonight.
You might as well eat it yourself, Cedar. Her affections are waiting.
Impossible.
I understand how important her work is to her. But she's always at it with that damn writer. If I don't see her tonight, I'm very well leaving.
No, dear Duke. I'll insist Satine takes the night off.
All right. 8 o'clock.
You'll come tonight.
Yeah.
What time?
8.
Promise.
Yeah.
Go. Are you mad? The Duke holds the deeds to the Moulin Rouge. He's spending a fortune on you. He's given you a beautiful new dressing room. He wants to make you a star. And you're dallying with the writer.
Harold, don't be...
I saw you together!
It's nothing. It's just an infatuation. It's nothing.
The infatuation will end. Go to the boy. Tell him it's over. The Duke is expecting you in the tower at 8.
If I should die,
Last fatal days. But a force darker than jealousy. And stronger than love had begun to take hold of Satine.
She'll be up and about by tonight.
Tomorrow morning is the earliest.
The Duke's leaving!
She's confessing!
Confessing? What kind of imbecile do you take me for, Fiedler?
She suddenly had a terrible desire to go to a priest and confess her sins.
What?
She wanted to be cleansed of her former life. She looks upon tonight as her wedding night.
Her wedding night?
She's like a blushing bride. She says, you make her feel like a virgin.
Virgin?
You know, touched for the very first time. She says it feels so good. Inside, when you hold her and you touch her,
like a virgin.
She's made it through the wilderness somehow. She made it through. She didn't know how lost she was until she found you. She was beat, incomplete. She had been had. She was sad and blue, but you made her feel, yes, you made her feel shiny and new,
like a virgin, touched for the very first time,
like a virgin,
your heartbeat, broken time, but I give you all her love. Fear is fading fast. I'm saving it all for you. Only love can last. She's so fine, and she's mine.
She's down.
She'll be yours till the end of time. Cause you made her feel. Yes, you made her feel. She had nothing to hide.
Like a virgin.
Watch for the very first time. Like a virgin.
Yes, her love.
What was scared and cowed?
Like a virgin!
he'll throw good inside. Then you help her. Then you touch her. Then you help her. Then you touch her.
Zidler's brilliant lies had once again averted disaster. But no lie, however brilliant, could save Satine.
Monsieur Zidler, Mademoiselle Satine is dying.
She has consumption.
My little sparrow is dying. She mustn't know, Marie. The show must go on.
All night, the penniless sitar player had waited. And now, for the first time, he felt the cold stab of jealousy.
Where were you last night?
I told you... I was sick.
You don't have to lie to me.
We have to end it. Everyone knows. Harold knows. Sooner or later, the Duke will find out too. On opening night, I have to sleep with the Duke. And the jealousy will drive you mad.
Then I'll write a song. And we'll put it in the show, and no matter how bad things get, or whatever happens,
no.
Whenever you hear it, or when you sing it, or whistle it, or hum it, well, then you'll know it. It'll mean that we love one another. I won't get jealous.
Things don't work that way, Christian. We have to end it.
Never knew I could feel like this, like I've never seen the sky before. Want to vanish inside your kiss. Now, this new scene is the scene where the sitar player writes a secret song for the courtesan, so that whatever is happening, however bad things are, that they remember their love. And we could take it from your line, Satine. So let's take it. Let's take it if we may.
Be careful.
Fear not. We will conduct our love affair right under the Maharaja.
Seasons may change, winter to spring.
Honestly, amigo, this is impossible.
But I love you till the end of time. Come what may. Come what may. I will love you until my such a perfect place.
My dear, a little frog.
Suddenly it rose with such a perfect grace. Suddenly my life doesn't seem such a waste. It all revolves around you. And there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side. Storm clouds may gather and stars may collide, but I love you.
The magical sitar player falls from the roof and says,
"The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return."
This ending's silly. Why would the court's anger over the penniless writer? Whoops. I mean sitar player.
I don't like this ending.
Don't like the ending, my dear Duke?
Why would the courtesan choose a penniless sitar player over the Maharaja, who is offering a lifetime of security? That's real love. Once the sitar player has satisfied his lust, he will leave the courtesan with nothing. I suggest that in the end, the courtesan choose the Maharaja.
But, Tommy, but that ending does not uphold the bohemian ideals of truth, beauty, freedom...
I don't care about your ridiculous dogma! Why shouldn't the courtesan choose the Maharaja?
Because she doesn't love you!
Him. Him. She doesn't love him.
Now I see. Monsieur Siedler, this ending will be rewritten. With the courtesan choosing the Maharaja. And without the lover's secret song. It will be rehearsed in the morning, ready for the opening tomorrow night.
My dear Duke, that will be quite impossible.
Harold. Oh, the poor Duke is being treated appallingly. These silly writers let their imaginations run away with them. Now, why don't you and I have a little supper? And then afterwards,
we can let Monsieur Zidler know how we would prefer the story to end. Thank you, Elizabeth.
I don't want you to sleep with him.
He could destroy everything.
She had gone to the tower to save us all. And for our part, we could do nothing but wait.
My dear Duke, I hope I have not kept you waiting. Don't worry, Shakespeare.
You'll get your end in once the Duke gets his end in.
You keep your hands off me.
Never fall in love with a woman who sells herself. It always ends bad!
The boy has a ridiculous obsession with me. I mean, I indulge his fantasy because he's talented. We need him. But only until tomorrow night.
We have our dance! In the brothels of Buenos Aires. Falls in love with her. First, there is desire. For the highest bidder, there can be no trust. Without trust, there is no love. Jealousy. Yes, jealousy. will drive you mad! Roxanne! You don't have to put on that red light. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it is right. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Roxanne, you don't have to sell your body to the night.
His eyes upon your face, his hand upon your hand, his lips caress your skin. It's more than I can stand. Oh,
Roxanne,
my heart in the cradle.
Roxanne,
it means I can't fight. You're free to leave me, but just don't deceive me and please believe me when I say I love you.
When this production ceases, you will no longer be a can-can dancer. A gift from this Maharaj to his courtesan.
And the ending.
Let's see if you keep his fairy tale ending.
saw you there and I felt differently and I couldn't pretend. And the Duke, he saw it. I couldn't do it. I didn't want to pretend anymore. I didn't want to lie. I don't. And he knows.
It's all right. You don't have to pretend anymore. No. We'll leave. We'll leave tonight.
Leave? The show.
I don't care. I don't care about the show. We have each other. That's all that matters.
Yeah. As long as we have each other. We have each other.
Chocolat, take Mr. Teen to her dressing room and get the things she needs. No one must see you, do you understand?
I understand.
But darling, you go and pack, and I'll be watching.
Give the intrusion, Gerald.
You're wasting your time, Hal.
Stop it. You don't understand. The Duke is going to kill Christian. The Duke is insanely jealous. Unless you do his ending and sleep with him tomorrow night, the Duke will have Christian killed.
Scare us.
He's a powerful man. You know he can do it.
What are you doing?
I don't need you anymore! All my life, you've made me believe I was only worth what someone would pay for me! But Christian loves me. He loves me, Harold. He loves me. And that is worth everything. We're going away from you, away from the Duke, away from the Moulin Rouge! Goodbye, Harold.
You're dying, Satine. You're dying. Send Christian away. Only you can save him.
He'll fight for me.
Yes. Unless he believes you don't love him.
What?
You're a great actress, Satine. Make him believe you don't love him.
No.
Use your talent to save him. Hurt him. Hurt him to save him. There is no other way. The show must go on, Satine. We're creatures of the underworld. We can't afford to love.
Today's a day when
never see you again. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
You knew who I was.
What are you saying? What about last night? What we said?
I don't expect you to understand. The difference between you and I is that you can leave anytime you choose. But this is my home. The Moulin Rouge is my home.
No. There must be something out there. This can't be real. There's something the matter. Tell me what it is. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
truth is, I am the Hindu courtesan. And I choose the Maharaja. That's how the story really is.
Things aren't always as they seem.
Things are exactly the way they seem.
Kristen, you may see me only as a drunken, vice-ridden gnome whose friends are just pimps and girls from the brothels. But I know about art and love. If only because I long for it with every fiber of my being. She loves you. I know it. I know she loves you.
Go away to listen. Leave me alone. Go away. Go away!
I wanted to shut out what Toulouse had said, but he had filled me with doubt. And there was only one way to be sure. I had to know. So I returned to the Moulin Rouge one last time.
Best friend, men
she still loves him, there's got to be a reason.
How about one of them is a duke and the other?
Father, you agree something is wrong.
I raise high my ceremony, and welcome, my lord. Join with us in celebration.
What a magnificent performance.
A little bit more for me. Come on, come on. There you have to go.
The boy's here.
I told Satine that if Christian were to come near her, he would be killed.
Very soon will be.
Save him. That's it. Christian! Ah! Oh, God, it is high up!
I've come to pay my bill.
You shouldn't be here, Christian. Just leave.
Killed. I'm a body!
You love me. Why shouldn't I pay you?
Please, you can't get on a stage.
Jealousy has driven the sitar player.
You did your job so very, very well.
Look at our mate, go.
Wait, I can stay quick.
Why can't I pay you like everyone else does?
No, Christian, there's no point. Just leave.
No, they killed him the whole time.
But I have found him.
Christian!
Open the door!
Let me pay! Open the door! Tell me it wasn't real! Tell me you don't love me!
Shaved off his beard and adopts a disguise. Mine eyes do not lie. For it is he, the same penniless sitar player. Driven mad by jealousy.
Oh, God, no.
This woman is yours now. I've paid my whore.
I owe you nothing. And you're nothing to me. Thank you for curing me of my ridiculous obsession with love.
Doesn't love you. See, he flees the kingdom.
Pumpkin, it's for the best.
You know it is.
The show must go on.
And now, my bride, it is time for you to raise your voice to the heavens and say your wedding vow.
I've got it! Christian!
greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Never knew I could feel like this. It's like I've never seen the sky before. Want to vanish inside your every day. I'm loving you more and more. Listen to my heart. Can you hear it sing? Come back to me and forgive
suicide. Somebody get some help!
Who's there?
It's the doctor.
Sorry, Christian.
Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. And then, one not so very special day, I went to my typewriter. I sat down, and I wrote our story. A story about a time. A story about a place. A story about the people. but above all things, a story about love. A love that will live forever. The
Thank you.